The thing that I'd say I'm most thankful for is my parents and the way that they've raised my brothers and I, and the way that they have just taught us how to be good kids and how to work hard. I wouldn't be where I am without them and without their guidance and without the morals and values that they instilled in me. So none of this and none of what I have would be possible if it wasn't for them. So I'm very fortunate and thankful.
Well, J.J. Watt clearly has a lot to be thankful for this year, as do all of us here. Just happy to be working together. What are you most thankful for?
Working with you, Patty. How could I not be? And Gray, our producer, and everybody working on Thanksgiving. You know, I've worked on Thanksgiving a lot, and the team's working on Thanksgiving. I mean, it's just what you do in the National Football League, but it's great to be a part of this.
Well, in the spirit of giving, a couple of our Houston Texans were out in the community doing just that.
Yeah, they were giving away turkeys. Jonathan Joseph and Andre Johnson out and about. Just doing a little Thanksgiving thing. Take a look.
Andre Johnson did his annual turkey giveaway on Tuesday at the Fifth Ward Church of Christ, and more than 2,000 families were given Thanksgiving dinners.
Thanksgiving time, so I've been very fortunate to be in a great situation. And I always said if I was ever able to make it, I wanted to give back to the community, so... Yeah, it's gotten bigger and bigger every year, so just a lot of help from teammates and stuff like that has helped out a whole lot. So, it's a great thing, and it's something we've been able to do every year. I think after you do it for a while, it just becomes kind of routine, it's something, like I said, I just look forward to it. This is one of the events that I do that I really look forward to, so, it's just... a good, time to get out here and interact with the community and people we watch you play on Sunday. And, it's not every day that you get to, see somebody that you watch play on TV or enjoy watching play. And, they come into your neighborhood and interact with you. So, I'm sure it's pretty fun for them. A lot of them are surprised that you're even standing in their presence. So, it's just good to put a smile on someone's face for the day. You never know, what they're going through before they come here, or what their week has been like. So, being able to play a game that I love, being able to play it for 12 years, my family, just all the important people who have had an effect on me since a little kid up to right now.
Houston Texans team, it's not always about giving to those in need. Sometimes it's just appreciating those who have done so much for others.
Yeah, Salute to Service Day was last week, of course, against the Bengals. And look, it was a tremendous week. What a great day in the stadium. And by the way, stay tuned for the last segment because we have a video. If you are not moved by this, you're going to seek medical attention. But take a look at this. Texans had an event, Stars and Stripes, thanking the military for all their hard work.
This is the Stars and Stripes bowling event. It's a veterans event with the Houston Texans as part of our FMC Technologies partnership with the Houston Texans. We're their sponsor for veterans activities. And tonight we've got roughly 100 veterans out here with some of their family members, and they're getting a bowl with the Texans, the Texans ambassadors, some of the players' wives, the coaches' wives, cheerleaders. Well, number one, I think it's a great appreciation event for us and for the Texans to show how much we appreciate what the veterans have done for our country and for the community. And then number two, it's us giving back. Both FMC Technologies and the Texans, our opportunity to give back to the community, because all of these folks live here in Houston. I think Salute to Service Week is a huge impact for the community and for the veteran community in particular. It's really important for these folks to know that we appreciate what they've done. It's really important for the city of Houston. Houston has the second largest veterans population of any city in the United States. So events like this go a long way in showing that veteran population how much we care about where they've been and what they've done. We're really, really excited to be partners with the Texans on this. We were excited and humbled when the Texans approached us to ask us to be partners. We have a very large veterans community at FMC, roughly 500 veterans, 1 in 10 of our Houston employees, and half half of our service technicians are all veterans. So we're very big supporters of veterans and their activities and the veterans community, and it's great to have a partner like the Texans to help us in doing more for veterans.
All right, great stuff. So thankful, really, for the whole entire Texans organization from top to the bottom, really, always just going above and beyond the call of duty.
Well, they really think it's important to thank the military, thank the servicemen and women who serve our country, make the ultimate sacrifice in many cases, and it's a very special day, Salute to Service Day. This Sunday, Deep Steel Sunday. I like this one, too.
Yes, you like all of them. But we have to take one final time out here on Texas Huddle. Don't go away. When we come back, the video Mark was talking about, and
Dear Drew.
Stay with us.